jump. I said a hip hop, the hibbit of a hip hip hop, you don't stop.
I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
Big circle.
Okay, you know what? Wrap up the circle thing. Come on.
Mr. Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. It's the time of the week when I have a couple of friends here in studio join me. We talk about the news of the week or the things that are in their kind of zone of expertise, just a little bit different than the rest of the week. Today, got a couple of good friends who, this is weird to me, okay? Nicole Stacy, who is the vice president of Visit Pensacola. Nicole, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, this is now 2 days this week I've spent with you.
And you're welcome.
I know. that's apparent. We were out to dinner at Jackson's for the media tasting the other day. That was fantastic.
Delicious.
And you're my elbow neighbor for that.
Always.
Good. And then Dana Cervantes, who is the president of the entire state of Florida.
Not the president.
Well, yeah, executive director. Of the USO for the entire state of Florida, which is pretty impressive. And a former morning show host at our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. Dana, welcome back.
Thank you. Good
morning. And she performs weddings.
Oh, just yours.
She married
just yours,
Dana.
Candy. Yeah.
And this is the weirdest thing to me because the two of you had never met before today.
No.
So weird.
I know.
We're just making miracles happen all the time.
About all the time together.
Right.
This is long overdue. And I didn't even know she was going to be here.
Maybe that's why people keep telling me they didn't think that you were actually two different people. They thought you were the one person because they'd never seen you in the same place together.
Dana, Nicole, Cervantes, Stacy.
That's us.
Done.
That's us.
Nice.
We have dispelled the rumors. We are two people.
So let's start with you, Dana. USO stuff coming up?
Yeah. Well, it's Month of the Military Child in April. Next month, of course, Military Appreciation Month. I just kind of finished my... the handshake tour across Florida, hitting all the commands and meeting command leadership and finding out how we can better serve the military members and their families in Florida. And it's been great. It's been a wild ride the last 6 months.
It's been a lot of driving.
Yeah, flying, driving.
Flying, you know, to some places, meeting, supervising, pre-supervising.
Yeah. It's okay, though, because last week I was at Patrick Space Force Base, which is stop I've always wanted to make. And it was annoying in a way because I couldn't take any pictures, right? Like, I had to leave my phone, like, locked up. And I was like, that's okay, because next I'm going to Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base. Same thing. They're like patting me down. I was like, I just want one picture. But
I know.
Anyway,
wish you could, because I don't know about you, but I have trouble remembering stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice to have the picture.
Yeah,
you know,
I need
refresh.
It. I'm old now. I need documentation.
But, you know, they have other concerns besides your memory of the thing.
They
right?
don't. They didn't care about that.
Yeah, that wasn't the victory.
They did not care. But it was really, really great. And then concentrating right here in Northwest Florida for the month of April and watching my staff just do wonderful things for the children, the military children, and then next month full speed ahead with the community stepping forward and really recognizing the military for Military Appreciation Month.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, Nicole Stacy over here is some kind of an award winner at the PACE Awards the other day.
We know, Nicole. You have the beaches, you have the downtown, you have Blue Angels, you have Foo Foo. But what else? As if that wasn't enough. But then I hit him with the good stuff. It's the people. It's the Visit Pensacola team for always shining bright and working so hard. Our board of directors and leadership for saying yes, even when the idea may seem a little out there. It's my UWF family who saw a light in me in undergrad and still have my back today. It's the local media who work hand in hand to help me do what I do. And I'm so honored to do it.
Local media? That's kind of weird.
I did not know you were going to do that.
She's got a tear in
her eye. I made you cry.
Can I ask who recorded that?
Was it you? That was me.
Could you not put your fork down?
No,
who
was
sitting around you?
It's all the other people next to me. They don't know any better than to stop clanging their silverware. I know.
I'm trying to listen to Nicole Stacy. Someone continues to eat.
Dana,
he was at the radio table.
Rule.
Hello.
If it sounds bad, it sounds live. Therefore, bad is good, right? It's like being on remote.
You're right.
Anyway, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Your award,
Thank
Nicole.
You.
Good
Thank
job.
You.
Can I tell you, I was the most irritated that when they called you up to win the award, I didn't have my phone going at the moment when they announced your name, because that was the clip I really wanted. Was the, you know, here's the winner, but instead I get to play UDU. So.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
What's going on at Visit?
So, you know, we're full steam ahead. The season is here. We are busy. We saw record-breaking numbers for last year. But we're moving into May, which is also National Travel and Tourism Week. So the theme for this year, and that's nationwide, is travel forward. So we're traveling forward, and we're celebrating 40 years with Destinations International and talking to people about why tourism matters. There's a lot of bills out there right now trying to really, really hurt the tourism industry. So we really want to celebrate why tourism is important, why it's so special to Pensacola. Our hospitality workers, you can nominate a hospitality hero.
Okay.
And we will celebrate them during National Travel and Tourism Week. So if you've got your favorite barista, your favorite server, your favorite transportation worker, your frontline person that you met at a hotel when you're like, I just really need a new beach towel or whatever it might be, nominate them because we want to recognize these people who make Pensacola so great.
Yeah, those are the people that people who come here from somewhere else, mm-hmm. you know, they remember the beach and they remember the restaurants and then they remember that one person who was just awesome to them.
Yep.
And that can make all the difference it's in the world people. For them. So that's actually one thing I wanted to talk with you about, because you and I had this conversation the other night about Visit Florida.
Right.
Which, by the way, Visit Pensacola, what is the relationship between Visit Pensacola and Visit Florida?
So it's a partnership. So we pay a partner due to Visit Florida, and they help us really extend our marketing dollars. And by extend, meaning they'll do matches with us, or they'll have opportunities that we may not be able to afford or may not have those strong connections with, and they'll help us kind of extend. So in 2 weeks, I'll be going to New York City with Visit Florida. We'll be meeting with all of the major players in the media for publications. So Travel and Leisure, New York Times. We'll be selling Pensacola, but we're going there because Visit Florida invited us.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back to this in just a second, but let's go to traffic on the fives with Candy.
Watching what, again, appears to be a fatality, according to reports being texted in. I-10 eastbound just east of exit 7 Pine Forest Road, backed up to exit 5 eastbound and past, actually, that 9-mile exit. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Okay. I finally got an answer back from FHP about this. Lieutenant King, Lieutenant Jason King says, all we have right now is around 5:33 this morning. Responded to the call of a suspicious person on the interstate. And when we arrived, we located a white male with no shirt on and blue shorts. We believe it may have been a hit and run. He says he can't confirm at this point due to the early stages investigation. Traffic homicide team is on scene and will provide more information as soon as they can. And obviously he's going to put out a press release as soon as they have better information. So that's what I've got back from FHP finally. But not finally on their part, just as Candy's been talking about this all morning, it finally occurred to me, I need to text some folks. And I text ECSO. It's not their case because it's on the highway. So I text FHP and emailed them, and Jason got right back to me as he usually does. So that's what we know at the moment about what's going on I-10. Back to Nicole Stacey and Dana Cervantes here in studio with me. Nicole, one of Speaker Runner's big pushes is to just get rid of Visit Florida.
Right.
And look, as a conservative, here's kind of my initial perspective on this. It's a lot of money that we spend with Visit Florida. They've had some debacles in the past,
sure.
You know, some very unflattering, high-profile news stories like the pit bull, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, like, it looks like Florida is booming almost too much so. Like, the word out is too good, you know, and I'm concerned that we're overflowing our housing capacity. We're, you know, it's almost like, yeah, it's a good thing to have lots of tourists, but almost too much. So I believe advertising works. I mean, my job exists because advertising
right.
works, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe advertising works. But do we still need to keep promoting it?
I say yes.
Because
if you don't, it's not an if you build it, they will come. Marketing is working. Take marketing away, we're easily forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And Visit Florida's job is to get people to the state of Florida. Then it is people like me and you to keep people and get them here in Pensacola, celebrating our beaches, celebrating why we have such a great military town, why people should be visiting us and enjoying it. So then they can love it here on their beach vacation, move here, open their business here, retire here, spend their money here, which then helps decrease our taxes as a local community, but also for the state. So Visit Florida is really important in helping us globally get the message out that Florida is the place you want to be. Now, I understand what you're saying with your concerns, and I think working hand in hand is better than just getting rid of someone altogether, because California will return. New York is always itching for visitation. Texas is always chomping at the bit. So, you know, while we're doing great, we're not, if we don't market and we don't stay ahead of the game, we could quickly fall behind. And with Visit Florida, you know, for every dollar they spend, there's a $3 return. No one's bank accounts are doing that. So it's a pretty good return on the money that we're spending.
You know, it makes me think, Dana, about we are such a military friendly state, right? And, you know, trying to, we especially here in this area, we do such a, I think, effective job of getting people to, you know, hey, come try Escambia County, you know, come here for your, right. you know, your initial training,
right.
you know, go to NAS, go to Whiting, go to wherever, and then, you know, come back when you retire, which is an extremely common thing. In fact, I was reading a good story by Molly Barrows about the military coordinator for Escambia County, and the number that stuck out to me was, I think it was like 1 in 8 of our residents, I think was the number, are military veterans. That is an enormous percentage of the population, right?
Yes, and that is what their time here when they're active duty that really keeps them here as retirees. And so, you know, I agree with what Nicole was saying, because, you know, it's important that we do present Florida and in turn Pensacola in that positive light and continue to do that on and on, because it will only benefit us in the long run when these people come and stay.
How much of a partnership is there between, you know, USO and what is it? What is the morale? I forget the acronym.
MWR.
MWR, thank you. And MWR, which I know is not your organization, but obviously you work with them quite a bit. What is kind of the relationship between them and, like, Visit Pensacola? Because it seems like you've got this constantly turning over visiting crowd, the military folks who are here for a short period of time. They're obviously a rich opportunity for us. You know, a lot of our income depends on their paychecks, right? Do your organizations coordinate in order to try to, I don't know, entice, teach, preach about the things they can do here locally when they've got time off?
I think that as we're sitting here talking, it's something that we could do even better than we're probably already doing. I think there's always those conversations. Obviously, when we are showcasing Pensacola, we are always talking about the Navy base, and we're always talking about our Blue Angels and the museum. So there's a very strong relationship there. With MWR, we work with them very closely, especially on the homecoming show, because they, you know, lead that charge. I think for the USO, there's definitely opportunities that we could work even harder together. But, you know, we're always there. Our job is to kind of be that bigger voice. So if there's events happening, if there's fundraisers going on, if there's something people need to know, we want Visit Pensacola to be that spot that you go to. Visitpensacola.com for all of your events this weekend. But I think we can always do a better job in telling that story, because we are a huge military town, and it's really important to our story. So the more information we have, the better.
And we do work closely with MWR because we have the same goal in mind, right? We're there to make sure that service members, particularly the young ones.
Can you just take a second? Because I'm sure there's somebody. Can you take a second and just tell them, what is USO, what is MWR, and how are you different?
MWR is Morale, Welfare, and Recreation, which is funded by the DOD, part of the military. The USO is a nonprofit that is chartered by the federal government. So we're one of the few agencies that they say we charter you to be and allow you to be on installations. And of course, we are also in airports. And it's our mission to, you know, we've always just kind of been by the sides of the service members since World War II, right? And our mission has stayed the same throughout 80 something years. And now we have just focused on adding other programs and services besides the entertainment aspect, right? When people think of the USO, they think of stopping in at the airport, or they think of some concert
Bob
or
Hope shows the, back
yeah,
in the day,
like that.
Right, yeah.
And that's initially how it started, right? But we have really expanded into having core programs that really create that home away from home, in not just in the centers but outside the center walls, with therapy dogs and spouse connections and family programming, and those for our single service members, which are very important as we help combat, you know, like isolation and loneliness, and with our gaming space, getting into USO gaming. So we work closely with MWR because we have to do everything together, right? We have one goal in mind, and that is to take care of our service members. Working with Visit Pensacola and other agencies really helps us get the word out. Like when we had the Runway 5K, this will be your number 11. And that brings people in from other parts of the state because, I mean, where else can you run on a runway while it's functioning, you know? So it's really cool. So we do rely on people to get the word out, and we will work more closely. I think this is a great
I feel excited to bring
you
guys together.
We've never met before, so we are.
And because, I mean, when I think about, like, where do I see military folks when I'm out and about? I mean, I see them downtown, Palafax, obviously. I see them on the beach, obviously. I don't exactly see them, like, at, you know, the Blackwater River. you know, mm-hmm. for example, or, you know, pick your location that's something that, because we're always talking about how do we get Escambia Santa Rosa residents to, like, take the vacation here, you know, instead of necessarily taking their dollars somewhere mm-hmm. else, just like we're trying to entice people to come here from somewhere sure. else. We're trying to entice people to stay here and spend money here. It just seems, yeah, you know, again, maybe it's something you guys have already thought about a bunch, but that's a big population that if we could find ways to entertain them locally and they fall more in love and then they move back here when they're later, maybe we can get that number up to, you know, 1 in 6 instead of 1 in 8 down the
yep,
road.
For sure.
Yeah, it's my favorite story to tell, especially when I'm walking in the grocery store and I'll see a former Blue Angel or someone that I worked uh-huh. with, just, you know, a CEO or someone, and they're like, hey, and I'm like, hi, and they're like, we're staying. Like, our time in the base, in the military mm-hmm. is right. done, but we're going to stay. Like, it's my favorite story to tell.
Oh, speaking of which, you made me remember I did have something I wanted to ask you that I know you may not be able to say much about
I
yet.
I really do not like when you do these things and you stare at me like that.
She's sweating. She is sweating.
Obviously, visit Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And I assume also the USO has a big interest in figuring out base access. Mm-hmm. And there's a plan, maybe, that can we say about this plan yet? Can we say anything about what we're trying to do?
I think with the base, they are working every day to figure out a way to allow for people to get back on and enjoy the museum and the lighthouse and the services without it being how it is right now.
It feels like the weekend accesses, the kind of, you know, temporary that they've tried now, what, twice, I think. It feels like that's dry run for something is, you know, and which to me feels like, is there a way to, and I had talked to Commissioner Bender a little bit about this when he came back to D.C. He was up there with Commissioner Wright from Santa Rosa County, and they were, you know, talking about, like, well, hey, you know, how many people would it take?
Right.
How many staff would it take to just be able to put the back gate on public access and let people come in and look, and would the military be on board with that? What would it take to make both sides happy with going back to the old way, sort of, with the least costly version of
sure.
this, right? And, I mean, do it. You know,
please
do it.
Do it.
Do it. Absolutely. Hey, it's time to take another quick traffic break. We've got Dana Cervantes and Nicole Stacy here in studio with me for the wrap. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Fun fact, Nicole Stacy works with Brent Lane, right, at Visit Pensacola?
We do. He's yeah. my board chair.
He's on the thing. So we're all work wives.
We really are.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yuck.
That's great.
No offense to y'all. All right. This is brought to you by ECUA, and you can help ECUA ensure recyclable materials process correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com, download the Recycle Coach app today, and it looks like the fatality on I-10 eastbound, while the crime scene investigators still may be on the scene, that has completely cleared up. So I-10 going smoothly in both directions. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, we got a good text in here. Somebody says, I just came in from Alabama and it was clear sailing all the way through, and the map seems to say the same thing. So, yeah. By the way, somebody's texting and says, we love our Dana at the USO.
Aww.
With a heart and a flag.
Yeah,
so,
awesome.
Always love
thank you.
That. I don't have one yet for you, Nicole,
well,
but
thanks,
I'm sure they're out
guys.
There.
I love you, Nicole. Yeah.
I got to play the clip of you to you. So, you know, you got a big award. Dana got a text. I mean, you know,
yeah,
let's put it
great.
All in perspective. So one of the other really interesting stories in this last week, we talked about this with Wes Morano, he's the county administrator, is the military liaison that mm-hmm. the Escambia County's mm-hmm. had for several years now, a single. And when you think about 40,000 people, you think maybe one's light.
Yeah.
You know, that's like having...
We'll use another one.
Think about this. That's a major university level of population, a baseball park full of people, and you've got one person to work mm-hmm. with them. Maybe step that up a little bit. So now they're hiring a second one. And I asked Wes, I said, you know, seems like we could probably do with more. And he's like, well, we're getting one more for now. But that, you know, just keeping them informed and having them be able to find out the resources they need, mm-hmm. that's not just a challenge, but that's kind of an essential handshake service for them, right?
It really is. And I just encourage people to really kind of dig deep into what is available at NAS Pensacola. Like the USO, we could easily do tours. It's a 10,000 square foot recreation center that people don't even, I don't think you've been there yet, right?
Which one?
The USO
on
at
the base?
NAS Pensacola.
I have not. I've only been
yeah.
to the airport,
and
no.
You should both come, you know, 8 to 10,000 service members pass through that each month. The airport, you know, they're traveling, but the one on installations like at NAS and at Corey Station,
okay.
they're coming in, they're hanging out, they're trying to come out of their barracks and just, you know, feel some home, a little bit of home. Yeah. And when people can come and visit and say hi and thank a service member, it really does make a difference. You know, we have 300 volunteers in Northwest Florida that are doing that every day, but getting the community involved is really important. So anytime that you want to have a tour or have someone from the USO, myself or my staff, come and speak at an event just to share what we're doing, because everything that we do for our service members is free, right? Like, not a dime ever.
That is my favorite price.
Yeah, right?
It should be the price for all the parking, Mayor Reeves. Anyway,
so yeah,
it used to be the price for all the parking. I'm just saying.
I'm getting y'all there. You're coming.
I appreciate that. Well, Nicole Stacy from Visit Pensacola, dear friend, and Dana Cervantes from the USO, also dear friend. Thanks for joining me today. Thanks for talking about some things with the wrap.
We're done. That went quick.
That's easy.
We're wrapped.
I didn't even have to ask you about the...
Have a good Friday.
Run.
All right. We'll see you on Monday. It's Good Friday. Keep the Lord in your mind. We appreciate you.